Hey there, Mama Bears and Super Dads. It's your girl Laura Bennett back with another dose of Mom Mindset Realness. Today, we're diving into a topic that can make or break any relationship, especially those precious bonds with our little humans. Mindful communication. Ever feel like you're talking in circles, yelling into the void, or accidentally launching into a lecture instead of having a genuine conversation? You know that feeling when your kiddo is throwing a tantrum because they want the blue cup and you just want to scream pick any cup. But then remember there's a whole world of mindful communication skills we can use instead. Trust me, I've been there. Mindful communication isn't about being perfect parents or talking in Yoda speak. It's about showing up fully present in our conversations, actively listening and responding with intention, even when things get messy, and trust me, they often do. Think of it like this. We're all trying to navigate life's crazy roller coaster ride, and clear communication can be the safety harness that keeps us from flying apart. So, what are some practical tips to upgrade our communication game? Here's a sneak peek at what I want you to take away today. Listen up. Seriously, this is huge. Before you even open your mouth, try truly listening to what the other person is saying. Not just with your ears, but with your whole being. Make eye contact, put down your phone, yes, even if that notification is screaming for attention. And focus on understanding their perspective, even if it's different from yours. You know those moments when you feel like your kiddo is speaking a foreign language? Try to decode it. What emotions are they expressing? What needs are they trying to communicate? Validate their feelings. This doesn't mean you have to agree with everything they say, but acknowledging their feelings can make a world of difference. Instead of saying you're being silly, try something like, I see that you're feeling really frustrated right now. It sounds like this is really important to you. Get specific. Avoid vague statements like be good or don't be loud. Those are about as helpful as a chocolate teapot. Instead, get specific about what behavior you want to see. For example, instead of be quiet, try I need you to use your inside voice right now because. You say statements. Instead of blaming or accusing you always, frame your statements from your own perspective using I statements. For example, instead of you never listen to me, try I feel unheard when I don't get a response. This helps reduce defensiveness and encourages open communication. Take a time out. Sometimes the best way to communicate effectively is to take a break from the conversation. If things are getting heated, step away for a few minutes to cool down and collect your thoughts. When you return, approach the situation with a calmer mindset. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're at the grocery store, pushing that little chariot of chaos out of your shopping cart, when suddenly, your child announces in the loudest voice possible, I want candy. Now, picture yourself responding calmly and mindfully. First, take a deep breath because stress is a communication killer. Then, listen to their request. Maybe they're genuinely craving a sweet treat after a long day, or maybe they're just testing your limits. Validate their feelings. I hear that you really want candy right now. Get specific. Would you like to choose one healthy snack and then one small piece of candy? And if all else fails, remember the power of a good distraction. Now, remember those key takeaways we talked about. Listen up, validate their feelings, be specific, use I statements, and take a timeout when needed. These are your secret weapons to navigating those tricky communication moments with grace and effectiveness. By practicing mindful communication, you're not only building stronger connections with your kids, but also creating a more positive and peaceful environment for everyone. It takes practice. It won't always be perfect, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. So go out there and rock those conversations. And don't forget to share this episode with other parents who need a little communication boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.